Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code, please?
91607.
I'm sorry, sir. I missed those numbers.
91607.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Lawrence Nadler.
Okay, one moment. Have you placed an order for a product?
Yeah, this is, well, yeah, this was for it. If I have the right number, this is for, what's it called? RX FX.
I am not sure. I can't find an account here for you. That's why I was concerned. Where did you get the number to call, this call center?
How are you spelling my name?
I'm sorry. I'm searching by the zip code first, but I can try your name.
N as in Nancy,
mm-hmm.
A, D as in David, mm-hmm. L, E, R.
Thank you. And first name? Okay.
Lawrence, L-A-W-R-E-N-C-E.
Okay, thank you. Let's try your name. No, I don't see an account here.
No?
In your name.
Is this?
This is a call center. Yes, sir. We do answer the phone for a number of companies. So if I can't mm-hmm. find an account for you, you may have to. Did you get the number from the product or from a website?
Let me see. I think this was what was on the credit card statement.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just make sure. Sorry, I'm going to have to get back to the page 1 second. Because this was like purchased on April 8th. Let's see, this is 877-246-1579? Or is this another one? Wait a second. So I tried two different numbers. Or is this 888-494-7919?
According to what I see here, it is not. Of course, there's a number of numbers here because we service over 100 different companies. So those numbers come in randomly. I don't see the number that you just gave me on the activity.
Do you have an order confirmation?
Because
I've got two things. I've got a bottle and I've got the credit card statement. So I was trying both. So see, this one was. I'm just looking at the phone, which one I dialed. Yeah, no, this was the credit card statement number on the credit card statement. It says on the statement, it says Team Health, and it lists this number as the reference number for the charge.
Okay.
Doesn't exist?
I don't know, because honestly, we don't see all the companies until the account comes up. Since there's over 100 companies, we can't keep up with all the companies that hire the call center to answer their calls.
Mm-hmm.
And I've checked both databases, so I would suggest you call your car company to see if they can verify and give you some good contact information for that company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're here 24/7.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's interesting because after I bought this product, it was supposed to be for like $6. And then like afterwards, then it tells you that, okay, if you don't cancel, we're going to charge your credit card $90 every month.
I see.
And then it says contact us and there's no phone number to call.
Oh.
So I'm afraid like it's going to start charging me $90 every month as well. But you said it's like, no, it wouldn't come from you because there's no account.
Well, I don't see an account here in the system. Now, are you still in your trial period or the time frame that you're talking about? Okay. So call your car company to see if they can assist you with a good number or an email address for the company who's charging you.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we're a customer service line. We are here 24/7, and I assume other customer support lines will be available to you as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I'll try that.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
bye-bye.
Thanks. Yes.